Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer, and the Lord has blessed us to make it to day 4. Glory be to God. Isn't he wonderful? Yes, he is, and I'm so delighted to be with you tonight to share in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Any day above ground with a mind to serve Christ is a good day. And guess what? If any day above ground, even without some that may not even be in the right minds, there's still hope. Hallelujah. Why? Because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Let me say that one more time. Any day above ground with a mind to serve the Lord is good. However, there are many of us that have days above ground where some, there are some that are in mental institutions or mentally are challenged. Listen, there's always something to be grateful for. Things could be so much worse. And you might be thinking, well, Sister Page, if somebody don't have a mind to serve the Lord, that's not a good day. Well, it is. Why? Because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Well, Sister Page, what does praying got to do with somebody that's where the effectual fervent prayers come in? See, Holy Spirit will move on us how to pray, what to pray for, when to pray, when we don't know how to pray. That's why it's so important that we find ourselves constantly, instantly in prayer. Guess what? Let's take it a step further. When we pray in the Spirit, oh, my God, the Holy Spirit has free access and free reign to use us and move us to do and accomplish whatever needs to be accomplished here on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So it doesn't matter what situation it is. Amen. It may seem gloomy or dark right now. But so long as the church is praying, there's hope. That's why the enemy fights Zion so hard, because we make a difference here. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that we are the salt of the earth. We bear the light of Christ in a world of darkness. Hallelujah. And so for that call, we have to understand we are a force to be reckoned with. Don't let no demon poke you out and try to make you feel like you ain't nobody. You are somebody in God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who you are, the apple of his eye, more than a conqueror. Come on here. Able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. And so much more. Praise God. Again, we're here tonight on day 4 of 31 days of prayer. And my soul is happy tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, as I begin to sit here and think on, just, you know, there's so many places we could be, church. There's so many places we could be, and you may not be where you think you should be at this point, but there's hope. Hallelujah. We still have hope. We have the blessed hope of glory, who is Jesus Christ. And when he's on the inside of us, because he's on the inside of us, he is the greater one. Come on. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. God ain't finished with us yet. I said he's not finished with us yet. We got to keep on pressing and persevering. Is that all right? Hallelujah. And yes, we'll be here on the weekend as well, every day for 31 days as the Holy Ghost will permit us and allow. We shall be here on the air. Praise God. Yes, Christmas night too. The Lord says the same. Says the page will be right here. So you can tap on in with me. Amen. At 6:30 for a little while. And let's go to the throne room together. Is that all right? And while we pray, listen, if there's somebody that you're praying for or you believe in God for, listen, lift their names up in Jesus' name. I touch and agree with you. concerning every prayer request that you have that is in the will of God according to his word and in his divine purpose for your life. Is that all right? Amen in Jesus' name. All right, let's get to reading. We're in Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And we're going to start at verse 4. Matthew 24, starting at verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, he's given them the answers to their questions when they ask him, Lord, when are you going to return? What are the signs of your return? Tell us what to look for, what to expect. Oh, my God. And I want you to know that these words ought to burn in our hearts tonight because we're upon that time right now. It ain't as long as it has been. Hallelujah. Look, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. You know what he was saying? Deception will run rampant in the land as the time approaches. My God, we see that all over the land, don't we? For many shall come in my name. Oh, Lord. Y'all looking for the mouth side. They right in the touch. Oh! Many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars. Come on here tonight. And rumors of wars, don't we see it? Don't we see it every time we turn around? See that ye be not troubled. He said, listen, I don't want you to worry about it, children. But don't be deceived. There's going to be a lot of folk coming, saying that they're coming in my name. And yeah, and they're going to deceive a lot of folk. Oh, listen, please stop getting caught up in the crowd. Hallelujah. Please practice praying in the Holy Ghost, so that the Lord can sharpen our discernment. Is that all right? So that we can know the difference between who's who and what's what. I'm not talking about flesh and blood. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. Look at it. Ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, we see it, and kingdom against kingdom, we see that, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. I don't know if you remember it, but on day one, amen, of these 31 days, the Lord took us right into Psalm 91. No, it was day two, I apologize, to let us know that even though these things would be happening, we are covered, we are protected. So long as we what? Abide in him. He who dwelleth in the secret place, right? Of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's his promise. He said he don't want us to worry about these things. These things have to happen. Famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. So if you break it down now, what are you going to do when stuff really get turned up? Come on, Zion. I'm talking to a power touch, a blood-bought touch, oh, a warring touch, a holy bowl, oh, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, baptized in fire, Kandalababo Shababa. Hey, yes, God, we ain't shaking in our boots, are we? No, we're not. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, yes, he has. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. Oh, my. Don't we see that? Just the other day, I remember my husband came in to share with me that there was a Russian spy who was beheaded. And listen, aside from him, Lord bless his family in Jesus' name right now. Aside from him, there are many Christians overseas that have been beheaded as we speak right now on this prayer line, whose lives are hanging in the balance. Come on here. There are martyrs. Lord, help me, please. That are getting ready to be transported from mortal to immortal. Hallelujah. Being persecuted, killed for the sake of the gospel. We're not supposed to hold our lives too dear. Come on here. Don't hold. Come on. Our presence here, our journeying here, our deployment here is for a time. We ain't supposed to get stuck up in here. Come on. Hallelujah. We're here for a purpose. When God is finished doing what he needs to do through us to accomplish his will and purpose in and through our lives, it's time to go home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we got to be ready. Okay? All right. Let's read this. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you. Then ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You know what? This message, even these, the words of Jesus as he's speaking, I remember a time where it would kind of put a damper on me. I could tell no lie. Especially when I first came to the Lord. I said, oh, Lord. We read this like, you know, it ain't no strength to it. You understand me? But the more, God have mercy. The more I found out that it's a privilege, woo, to be able to identify with him in his suffering. Oh, so be it, Lord Jesus. If they did it to the prophets before us, let it come on here. So be it, so be it. If any man be in Christ, he shall suffer persecution, but it's all right. God, don't leave us comfortless. Hallelujah. You don't serve a God that just sits by sadistically, like it to cause us pain. Come on here. Glory to God. All right. Let's read it. Come on. He said, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, and then shall many be offended. Lord, if the spirit of offense ain't running rampant in the earth, I don't know. My God, come on. And shall betray one another. Betrayal running rampant, y'all know it. And shall hate one another. We see that all the time. Even in the church. That's why you are the church. You, Peggy, you, Bob, you are the church. I know you're happy about being a member of the Baptist Association of the Presbyterian Caucus here. But you are the church. You are. Hallelujah. All right, let's read it. What did he say? And many false prophets shall rise. God help us. And shall deceive many. There we go again with that deception. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But, don't you know what God say but? All of these things are happening, huh? All of these things are going to take place, huh? All of these things that we may not feel like shouting about, huh? But you can shout all this part, but he that shall endure until the end, listen, there is a way out. There is a way through. There is a way to see what the end is going to be and partake of all of God's blessings. When he said, come and see all that I've prepared for you, thou good and faithful servant. But he who endures, he that endures, he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, God, I'm going to stop right there. Father, we need endurance tonight. Father, we need endurance tonight. Father, oh, the name of Jesus. Father, we come before you tonight in the mighty and matchless powerful name of your precious Son, who is our Savior, our Redeemer, and our friend. Oh, God, where would we be tonight without Jesus? What would we do? Wow. How would we make it? Father, we acknowledge you in all of your sovereignty tonight. We acknowledge your Son, Jesus, and we acknowledge the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for your angels encamped round the Bible, even right now. We want to thank you that they have been employed to execute all that we speak according to your word. We want to thank you for power on tonight. We thank you for fire on tonight. We thank you for the presence of you, Most High God, on tonight. Thank you for your mercy tonight. Thank you for your grace and your love, your long suffering. You're so good, and we give you praise. Thank you for another night of prayer. Thank you for our minds to even come together to seek your face, to come to the one and only God that we know is true and alive, who has all power in his hand. Oh, yes, God, we praise you tonight. We come with a heart full of thanks to say thank you for keeping us throughout the week. My God, we are in the last month of this year, 2015. And Lord, if somebody would have asked us years ago, could we see ourselves here? My, Shonda, because of the trials and tribulation, many of us would have said, I don't know. I ain't too sure. But look at what you have done. Church, look at what the Lord has done. The enemy tried to take us out so many times, Father, but you have been so good to us. You've done us to arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. We want to thank you, Lord, for your light. Thank you for your glory shining through every last one of your children. Yes, Jesus, move everything that would get in the way of the light shining. Oh, Father, we realize we're living in a dark time, and you gave us your word. You told us these things must be. And Father, we see everything you spoke about, everything our Lord Jesus said would happen, is happening right now. But we want to thank you. We shall not be afraid. But my son, though, our hearts won't fail us because of fear. We won't worry or be anxious for anything but my prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We will make our request known to you. You've given us a holy seat in the throne room, divine access, so we can come at any time in the name of Jesus and conduct kingdom business right there with you. We come tonight in the name of Jesus, giving you glory that we're alive, even in this perilous time. Eddie Oshanda, we're reminded that because we're still here, you're going to show up and show out in every situation. Yeah, near and far, you will show forth your hand. You will show forth your power. You will show forth your glory. Yes, Lord, show forth your might. Yes, Lord, in the midst of famines, pestilence and earthquakes, robbing and stealing, killing and raping. So, I come up, show your power. Jesus, show this world who you are. We want to thank you. We know it don't seem too pretty, the circumstances that we are facing. But you gave us a but. Yeah. You said, but he that shall endure. Well, Lord, help us tonight. That's why we come. We need help. We cry out. We cry out for endurance, my Lord. In order for endurance strength to be made manifest with some pressure. Yeah, you got to put some weight on us. We understand that. Oh, Lord, body of your bow, while you're praying.
person. Why are you applying the weight of your hand? We say thank you. It don't always tickle. But thank you, Lord. You are the potter. We are the clay. You press right on. You go ahead, Jesus. Do what you will so that we can learn to endure in season, out of season. Sun up, sun down, tsunami, earthquake, typhoon, cyclone. Help! Help us! Help! Help us to endure. Help us to endure. Help us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your work. Keep us in your word, by thy will, to your will, by thy mind. Let this mind be in us with also in Christ Jesus. By our mind, well, we need help in our mind. That dirty devil been whispering that we can't do it. Just give up. Just accept the hand that he's dealt. Oh, no! Oh, no! Not so. You said, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. You are the God of a turnaround. We will not bow to Nebuchadnezzar. We will not come away from the wall of prayer. Oh, my God, we need your word more than ever down in our village. Oh, my God, somebody tonight is on the verge of lukewarmness. Jesus, yank them back, yank them back. Yank your children back, back into the word, back into devotion, back in prayer, back in fasting, back into seeking you wholeheartedly, laying prostrate, come to your bow, call your prophets, back into the chambers. Touch the elders, my God. Time is ticking, ticking away. Jesus, we know none at all. Darkness shall grip this land. It's going to grip this land. But your glory, the arm of your glory, your glory, the arm of your glory. Your glory shall be revealed through your people. Sharpen us. Sharpen us. Do a new thing deep down on the inside so we can endure. Get rid of the residue of yesterday. Rid us of the dross of yesteryear. Put deep down inside of us a hunger for fresh manna, revelation, Levokushma, your word. My God, Father, we coming for the carnal Christian tonight. We going after the carnal Christian tonight. That will stand in the fence. Reshekobo koshata la labo sadabai. Relebeshikianda la labo sata. Oh God! Mansianda bo shebe. The one who has forgotten that holiness is right. Holiness is a condition of the heart. Holiness is your requirement. Holiness is our ticket to see your face. Holiness will cause the world to wonder. Shekabobo setelebohu. Who are those people? Why are they able to withstand the storms? Rabakushma. How can they walk over dry land through a sea? Father, help us. Pull us out of our flesh in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to endure what's ahead. Father, I'm praying that you would accelerate and restore the acceleration of time lost. Father, for the time that has been lost, being outside of the word and outside of your will, outside of deep devotion with you, that intimacy, I'm asking that you do it for your people tonight, that you would restore, accelerate the restoration, yes, Master, of time and ground that has been lost. Hasheko, you said you would do a quick work in us. Would you do that restoration work right now, Father, in the name of Jesus? We realize there are some things that must take place. You said even your most elect will be deceived by the wiles of Satan. We definitely need help more so now than ever, Father. Father, we want to thank you for the seed of your word that you have invested in many of us. Oh, God, even while we were children. Father, many of us have your word that has been spoken over us even before we were planted in the womb. Kababan Shaba, you have promised some of our ancestors great things concerning their seed, and we are living off of that inheritance right now. Father, we dare not take it for granted. We dare not compromise your love. Father, there are some of us, oh God, that are living by your grace, even in the midst of a bloodline curse that has been tried to be extended, even unto us. But you have used us and are still using us to say the buck stops here, not my seed, not me nor my seed. Father, I pray endurance. I pray endurance for the warfare. And strength to move forward with precision, with steady momentum, with a zeal, with expectation of all that you are about to do. All of your promises that are yes and amen. Father, we want to praise you. We pray for this world. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, God, so many are not ready. So many of us are not ready for what's getting ready to come down the line. But we know that all things work together. Oh, for the good to them who love you and to those who are the called according to thy purpose. We trust you, Lord. We believe you, God. And even in that confession, we ask you humbly to help our unbelief. Dear God, we love you tonight. We praise you and thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. Praise and glory for another night of prayer. And until the next time, keep us, each and every one of us, while we're absent from one another. Cover every household with your blood. And we thank you for the seal of your blood that says and makes it so. We seal this prayer with Jesus' blood and thank you for the seal of thy Holy Ghost. We bind retaliation and every trick of the enemy, every snare and plot and scheme. We cancel and nullify right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, beloved friends, that's my time. Today was day 4. Will you join me tomorrow for day 5? Keep me in your prayers. Will you do that? I thank you. And I thank God for you. Know that you're in mine. Love you guys. Bye-bye.